Raiders, raise a laugh, and soon you'll find you're losing that crown. A smile will spread all over the town. Don't give in, try and win. Don't be like a passport photograph. Come on and meet Ted Ray, he'll take your troubles away.
And raise a laugh.
Ted Ray.
Hello, boys and girls, hello. Well, it was a wonderful night for the command performance. I was going in the stage door and I heard two white boys talking. One said to the other, "Are you flogging any tickets for this show, Charlie?" And the other fellow said, "Nah, this show's no good. It's coming off tomorrow." My brother's in the profession, you know. Had to give it up, unfortunately. He was in the repertory company that produced all Edgar Wallace's plays. Fortnight ago, he got a black eye in the fight scene in On the Spot. Yes, very unfortunate. The next week he got knifed in the nightclub scene in The Squeaker. So he packed it up and started working in the laundry. Unlucky chap, though, really. He's just lost three fingers in the ringer. Actually, that was the second time that that's happened to him. As a baby, he was very shy and used to go around tied to mother's apron strings till one day she sent the apron to the bag wash. I don't think that's so wonderful myself, but you've got to say something. Of course, you know the theatre is in our family's blood. My father was an acrobat, dear old dad. How he loved to hear the applause. Loved it. My mother came to see me last week. I said, "How's the old man, Ma?" She said, "I'm afraid he's in hospital, Ted, dear. Last week during the storm, he went up on the roof to fix some tires and the flash of lightning blew him off. Luckily, he fell on a chap with an umbrella up. He was only dazed." I said, "But just now you said he was in hospital." She said, "He is." When he got up, she said, "There was a loud clap of thunder. You know what your father was? He went back up again and did an encore." Have you seen the new British films? Lovely. At the beginning, instead of a man beating a gong, a bank manager comes out and hits J. Arthur Rank over the back of the neck with a mallet. At the moment, I'm rather busy myself. I'm looking for a new house. You know, the one we're in at present is overrun with mice. Not that I object to a few mice, but when they go up the road and bring their friends to watch the television, that's too much. It's like a meeting of the water rats. Of course, they're not building houses like they used to, you know. A friend of mine bought a brand new house with a built-in garage on the Great North Road. On Guy Fawkes night, he nailed a Catherine wheel to the front door and lit it. He sent me a wire today. "Arrived safely. Please flog car. Send cash care of GPO Glasgow. See you later, folks."
Oh, Antonio, he's gone away.
Dress an Italian maid was deep in distress as the streets he strayed,
searching in every part for her false sweetheart and his ice cream cart.
Her English was bad, it cannot be denied, and so to herself this poor maiden she cried.
Oh, Antonio, he's gone away. Gone away and left me all alone without my one and only honey bow. Sitting there at home beside the telephone and fighting for my Tonio. I want to meet him with his new sweetheart. And up will go Antonio and his ice cream car.
Well, thank you, Boys and Bells. Next week, the boys and girls will sing a little song entitled It May Be Bread and Butter to You, but it's only peanuts to Strachey. Isn't it lovely these cold winter evenings to sit in front of the electric fire, doing your crossword and toasting your toes? Nothing could interfere with that, could it? Couldn't it? All of a sudden, there's a power cut. But as long as you're happily married, well, who cares about chilblains anyway? Kitty, come on, darling. Come and sit by the fire.
Now, just a minute, dear. I'm brushing my hair.
Give it to me, dear. I'll shake it out the window.
Oh. Will you stop it, Ted?
Come on, give us a kiss, dear.
Ted, will you please stop it, darling?
Why not? I'm happy, dear. I'm pleasant. I'm gay. I'm in a good mood,
yes,
darling.
Yes, aren't you? My darling, you weren't in a very good mood this morning.
Yes, but I feel much more like I do now than I did this morning. I'm in the mood for almost anything, dear, almost anything.
Yes. Well, then, Ted, darling, could you sort of let me have an extra pound for the housekeeping money?
Almost anything, dear. What a pity you picked on the wrong thing.
But, Ted, I'm short of money.
So is the country, dear.
But I only want a pound, and you said you were in a good mood.
Well, you can't have both, darling. What do you want, a pound or a good mood?
Well, naturally, I want you to be happy, darling.
That's the girl. I knew you'd forget all about it.
But, Ted, I need the pound.
What for?
Because I spent a pound today, and I've got nothing left.
But what did you spend the money on today?
Well, there were 4 pounds of horse meat.
Horse meat? Are you feeding us on horse meat?
Well, no, dear.
Well, why the...
Then I brought a curry comb, a wire brush, and 12 condition powders.
Well, who are they for, Nelson? Let him go to the doctors like everyone else.
They're not for Nelson.
He's got a shilling. They're not for Nelson, eh?
No.
Well, don't tell me that Indian prince has moved his racehorses down here.
No. Ted, darling.
Huh?
How would you like a nice little pet?
This is a fine time to get romantic. You sit on the settee and wait until the mood returns.
Oh, no, stupid. I mean a real pet.
Now, listen, you crazy wife. Don't you tell me you've bought Betty Grable and locked her in the attic.
No, darling.
Well, what are you talking about? Give me a clue.
Well, I've got a little dog now.
Yeah, we're going to the dogs, all right. You what?
I've got a dog, dear.
Now the dogs are coming to us. Well, where is it?
Well, I put it in the...
Where is it?
Nelson.
Yes, sir?
Bring in the dog, Nelson.
Here it is, Teddy boy. Ooh, it's lovely and cuddly. I'm going to take it to bed and sleep with it.
Now, wait a minute. What about the smell?
Oh, the dog won't mind. It likes me.
What? That's not a dog.
Is that it?
Uh-huh.
It's a ferret with long hair.
That's its breed, dear. It's a Yorkshire Terrier.
Looks more like a hairy rug with legs on.
Oh, look, it likes me. It's licking my fingers.
Why don't you try eating with a knife and fork? 4 pounds of horse meat. That weighs more than a dog.
Well, haven't you ever seen one of these before?
Yeah. A butcher had one tied to a pole. He was cleaning the windows with it.
It's a pedigree, dear. It has a very long line.
A what?
I say it has a very long line.
What of, lamppost?
Now, Ted, don't make fun of it.
Fancy getting a dog like that. With all that hair in its eyes, it ought to be in Parliament.
Parliament?
Yeah, can't see where it's going.
No.
You speak when you're spoken to.
Oh, isn't it lovely? I think it's trying to talk to me.
Yeah, perhaps it's trying to tell you a shaggy dog story.
Don't you like it, dear?
Like it? I don't even know which end is which. What do? Stick a pin in it to see which end barks?
Oh, there now. You see, you've upset it. Come to Mummy, darling.
Yes, go to Mummy, darling. But don't start kidding yourself you've got a daddy.
No. Don't be spiteful, Ted. You find that it grows on you.
If a thing like that grew on me, I'd have an operation. What made you get that?
Well, it was such a bargain, darling.
Looks more like... Wait a minute. Bargain? Mm-hmm. Don't tell me you paid for it.
Well, yes, Ted, dear.
How much?
Well, it's got a pedigree.
How much?
Just look at its tongue.
Just listen to my tongue. How much?
10 guineas, Ted.
10 guineas. Mm-hmm. 10 guineas for a walking lampshade. Oh. Are you mad? Are you mad?
Well, it's very affectionate, sir.
So are you, but you didn't cost me 10 guineas.
Well, darling, I got it from a lady who was going abroad. Its mother was a champion.
I don't care if she was a beauty queen. 10 guineas is 10 guineas.
But Ted will get 10 guineas for each of her puppies.
What?
And there'll be 6 puppies in each litter.
Listen, if that little thing has 6 puppies, it'll have to split the atom. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Did you say 10 guineas a puppy?
Yes, darling.
Uh-huh. 6 puppies in a litter?
Uh-huh.
How many litters?
3 or 4.
3 to 4, yeah. 6, 10 to 60, 3 or 4 litters. 4, 60 is 240 guineas?
That's right, darling.
Uh-huh. Nice little dog, isn't it? Give it to me, dear. I think it needs stroking.
All right. Here you are, dear.
Come to Daddy. You're a nice little doggy, aren't you? And do you have 6 nice little puppies at a time? You do? That's a clever girl.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Ted.
Like it? She's already my best friend, darling. What's her name?
I don't know.
Well, let's look at her collar, if I can find it in the undergrowth. Oh, she grows her own seaweed, doesn't she? Well, perhaps I better change it.
Have you found it, dear?
No, dear, I just found 3 or 4 mothballs, that's it. Here we are. Oh, Kitty.
What, darling?
Did you say 6 puppies at a time, dear?
Yes, Ted. Won't that be wonderful?
Wonderful? It'll be a miracle. You know why?
No, why?
The dog's name is Oscar.
Oscar?
That's what it says on its collar. Oh. I can read. Give him to me.
Oh, but Ted, darling, what are you going to do?
Do? I'm packing him up in a basket and taking him to Sir Lawrence Olivier.
Well, what for?
Because he's the only man I know who collects Oscars.
Bring you melody from out of the sky, my brother and I.
Hello, everyone. This is Bob and Alf Pearson. Our melodies this week tell you, for the first time, the story of 2 lips.
2 lips told me a story, 2 lips before me so divine. I kissed a few lips, but none were true lips, until your 2 lips told me you were mine. I know that new lips could never invite me, could never excite me, believe me, there's none. Or I heard 2 lips that whispered love me, those lovely 2 lips of the one I love. Your 2 lips are sweet as mint juleps, and they taste like cherry wine. Come on and cuddle up just a little closer, and put your 2 lips next to mine. 2 lips told me a story, 2 lips before me so divine. I kissed a few, but none were true lips, until your 2 lips told me you were mine. I know that new lips could never invite me, could never excite me. Believe me, there's no other lips but your lips, darling. 2 lips that whispered love me, those lovely 2 lips of the one I love. Kiss me sweet, kiss me simple, kiss me on my little dimple. Kiss me sweet, kiss me simple, kiss my little cares away. Kiss me night, kiss me morning, kiss me underneath the awning. Kiss me night, kiss me morning, kiss my little cares away. Make me sigh,
make me tremble, make me flutter like a dove, make me sigh, make me tremble, give me lots and lots of love, kiss me slow, kiss me dreamy, kiss me every time you see me, kiss me slow, kiss me dreamy, kiss my little cares away, for two lips told me a story, two lips before me so divine. I've kissed a few lips, but none were true lips, until your two lips told me you were mine. I know that new lips could never invite me, could never excite me. Believe me, there's no other lips but your lips, darling, two lips that whispered love me. Those lovely two lips of the one I love, two lips of the one I love.
And now we present Ted Ray as George, the man with a conscience. We find George in the office of his boss, Mr. Rivers, editor of the Daily Bugle.
George?
Yes, Mr. Rivers?
Have you ever heard of an octogenarian?
No, sir, I can't even play the piano.
No, you chump. An octogenarian's 80 years old. And this morning we heard of a woman who is double that age.
What is she, a principal boy in Panto?
No. She's 160 today.
She's lucky, isn't she?
Why?
You get a castor oil for nothing.
Now, look here, never mind that. Listen, her name is Miss Isa Olden, and she lives in a big house called Wormwood Crypt.
Yes, sir. I'll creep in, get the story, and creep out. But tell me, where is it?
Well, it's about 5 miles from the village of Little Patient on the Panel. Now, get busy, George. And don't let me down, lad.
Yes, sir. Here I go. Oh, well. Here we are, Conscience. So this is Little Patient on the Panel. Why, the place is deserted.
It looks like a mass meeting of the Liberal Party.
Yes. Yes. Yes, and yet, when the Americans were here, this place was a hive of industry.
Yes, but 3 dentists walked out last week.
What's that got to do with it?
The Yanks have gone.
Ooh. Oh, what a corny conscience you are. Why, the place isn't even civilized.
Apples are plant, perhaps.
A barrel boy. What are you doing in a place like this?
Aye, well, it's like this, mate. I was flogging me Cox's Pippins in Oxford Street when a copper comes up and moves me on to Camden Town. And another busy comes up and moves me on to Enfield. Before I know where I am, I'm through Cambridge, past Rugby, and I finish up in an hole like this.
An educated man like you.
Yes. Of course, I didn't always do this, you know.
No?
I used to own racehorses. Plenty of money in horses.
Oh, yeah.
Then I went in the nylons.
Yeah, plenty of money in nylons.
There is. Yeah. Then I went in for boxers.
Oh, there's plenty of money in boxers.
Yes. Yeah. Then I went in for flowers.
Oh, flowers. There's plenty of money in flowers.
Yes, there was.
So you've had to come down to pushing a barrel.
Yes, and I'll tell you for why. The horses started walking, the nylons started running, the boxers started dropping, and the flowers started drooping. That falls a fan fan.
George.
Yes, Conscience?
You're wasting your time. What about Isa Olden? Find out where she lives. Knock at that door.
Thank you, Conscience. You're quite right. I will.
Hello.
Why, it's a little girl. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Oh. That's a nice name. Is your mummy in?
Yes, but you can't see her now.
Why not?
She's sitting on the settee studying geography.
Studying geography?
Yes, she's learning all about Russia.
How?
Well, she's got her arm round the Polish border.
There. Oh, dear. Oh, this is no good. I'll try in this cafe, the Swinging Sock.
Call this a cafe? It looks like an upholstered sewer.
Quiet, Conscience. Here's the waitress.
Well, what would you like? Try and get it.
A
Well, that's very friendly. Could you tell me...
Thank the citizens of Vosgirow. Sit down and hold her.
Yes, I am hungry. I could eat a horse.
Well, you've come to the right place. Now, then, make up your mind. I'm run off my feet.
Well, let's see what you've got. I'll have sausages and mash.
Charlie!
Hello, Ingrid.
Sausages and mash.
Two Cocker Spaniels and a Murphy. Coming up.
Oh, no. Oh, no, thanks. No, I've changed my mind.
Well, what do you want? I'm run off my feet.
Let's see. I'll have hash.
Chihari!
Hello!
He's changed his mind. One hash.
One mixture of light. Coming up.
Oh, no. No, no, thanks. Not that. I've changed my mind again.
Chihari!
Hello!
Cancel the hash.
Well, there's nothing else. All right, I'll have a kipper.
Charlie!
Hello!
One kipper!
One pong coming up!
Oh, no, no thanks.
I'm sick and tired of you mucking me about. Charlie!
Hello!
This geezer and half mucking me about.
Does he want a thick ear?
Hey, do you want a thick ear?
No thanks.
Charlie!
Hello!
Cancel the thick ear!
But listen, I'm hungry. Haven't you got anything else? I must have food.
Well, you're too late. You've had your chance. We're closing the cab.
Closing the cab? What for?
We're going out to get something to eat.
Oh, dear, I'll never find Wormwood Crippling.
Come along with me. I'll be going there myself.
Thanks, Gaffer. You're a happy old chap.
Ah, right, me. And I do all my own sowing and ploughing.
Well, don't you have any help?
Ah, I used to. I had them there land girls down here.
Was that nice?
Ah, but I didn't know what to do with them in the daytime. Look, There be Wormwood Crypt.
Thanks, Gaffer. Oh, just a minute.
What?
You've forgotten your yo-yo. Well, here we are at last. I'll knock at the door.
Come in, come in. Oh, welcome to the party. Oh, we're going to have such fun.
You are?
Yes, it's after tea. We're going to throw marshmallows at the vicarage windows.
That'll be nice.
Yes. Have you brought Auntie a present?
No, I'm sorry, I haven't.
Oh, dear. Oh, Auntie. Auntie hasn't brought the present.
What's the matter with him?
Take no notice of him, mate. He's a bit peculiar. He thinks he's a greyhound.
Good gracious, a greyhound? I bet he gives you a lot of trouble.
Yes, we've lost pounds betting on him. Now, take off your hat and coat and hang it on that elephant's trunk.
Oh, yes, all right. Now, where's the big party?
In here, you saucebuck.
Who are you?
Crystal Jollybottom.
What are you doing here?
Well, I'm the woman who dusts for the family, and I'll thank you to stop fiddling with me feather duster.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tell me, is old Miss Eisenolden really 160?
Oh, I don't know. I've only been with her 120 years.
Now, come on, darling, you know. Tell me.
Oh, stop it. Oh, you've pushed me down on me off stone.
Come on, gorgeous, tell me.
Oh, stop shaking me.
Come on.
Oh, me unmentionables are caught round me scrubbing brush.
Woman, I'll take it out of you.
Stop kicking me bucket. Oh, you've gone and scratched me quilted knee pad.
I'll keep on till you tell me where Eisenolden is.
Oh, well, all right then. She's in the library with her brother Cromwell.
Will you come in with me?
Not me.
Why not?
Because I'm one of the ruins that Cromwell knocked about of me.
Good heavens, what's this? An old woman bent double and an old man playing leapfrog over her back.
Ogre!
What's going on?
Ogre!
Old lady, why don't you get up?
I can't. I've been bent double like this for 40 years.
No wonder. You've got your suspenders fastened to your ankle socks.
Oh, Archie, this is the man I was telling you about. He's from the Bugle.
Oh, what a nice young man. I wish he was 90 again.
How do you do?
Have you had some of my birthday cake?
No.
Well, young man, would you like to cut yourself a slice of cake?
Who's she kidding? She's had it.
Quiet, Conscience.
Well, you're just in time. Come on, we're we're all going to the swimming pool in the garden.
Righto.
This is the way.
Here she is. Good old Isa.
Blimey, look at this lot. Get a load of those bathing costumes. They look like fugitives from Max Sennett.
Well, are we ready?
All ready, Isa.
What are you going to do?
We're all going to push each other into the swimming pool. Ready, Cromwell?
Yes, I'm ready.
Well, then, push Butcher in.
Oh!
Good, good. Now jump in and save him, Cromwell.
Just a minute. What's all this nonsense? I want your story.
Well, you've plenty of time. Now, Ironsides, push Napoleon in.
All right, Isa.
Good, good. Now, Blucher, you save him.
I don't get all this. What about your statement?
In a minute. And now it's your turn. You push me in.
Push you in?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Oh! Oh, no!
What do I do now?
Hey, come on, you jump in and save me. It's all for the good of the country.
Why?
Because we've all got to keep on saving.
That's all for this week, boys and girls. How that old clock does go round. We'll be with you again next week when once more we'll help you.
Raise a laugh, raise a laugh. Don't be like a passport photograph.
Gloomy days soon will pass. Come on, folks, raise up your glass.
And raise a laugh.
We're listening to Ted Ray in Raise a Laugh with Kitty Blewett, Bob and Alf Pearson, the Bows and the Bells, Fred Yule, Peter Sellers, Patricia Hayes, and Leslie Peretz. The dance orchestra was conducted by Stanley Black. The program written by Eddie McGuire and Ted Ray. Production by George Inn.